Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is the 5 steps of data storytelling in support of the technical and data management competency. Telling a story with data is one of the best ways to present information. Your audience may not have your level of technical experience, so data should be presented in a way that is easily understood and digested. There are 5 steps in the data storytelling process, which, when followed, lead to the best delivery of your information. The first 2 steps are: identify your purpose and know your audience. These steps relate to the pre-processing and planning portion of your presentation. The next 2 steps are: develop a compelling narrative and keep it simple. Finish these steps before you begin to draft your narrative and visuals, the final step in the process. Let's talk about each step in more detail. The first step, identify your purpose, seems intuitive, but people often take it for granted and move right into design. Before you move into design, consider the purpose of the presentation. Is it intended to inform decision-making? Is it for information only? Is it in support of strategic planning? Knowing the purpose of the data helps you to narrow down your options for how to communicate it. Next, take the time to understand the questions your data will answer and consider the most effective way to communicate that information. For example, do you want to compare 2 data sets? Show trends over time? Show a relationship between 2 variables? Or show a combination of each of the above? Answering these questions will save you time later by helping you to craft the right story with the most appropriate visuals. The second step in data storytelling is to know your audience, which helps you identify your target group and craft your story accordingly. The seniority, size, and knowledge of your audience matters. For example, a smaller group will most likely warrant a more detailed presentation. For larger audiences, make sure the person with the least background can still understand and follow your narrative. For a leadership audience, you might focus more on the bigger picture than the details. Consider how invested your audience is in the information being presented. The more invested they are, the more detail you might want to show. For example, a group that you report progress to each month will likely be more comfortable with your data and charts. You can move faster and use more complex visuals. Ask yourself, what does my audience need to know and what do they already know? Step 3 in data storytelling is to develop a compelling narrative. Have you ever noticed that you remember more about facts and numbers when they're presented as part of an interesting narrative? For example, if I reel off a whole series of statistics about the state of the economy, the unemployment rate, consumer confidence numbers, new housing stats, the consumer price index, and so on, how long can you maintain your attention span? But if I tell a story, using, for example, a middle-class family, and if I share their hopes, their setbacks, and triumphs, and also introduce conflict and a resolution, I can weave in all of my statistics while actually holding your attention. In data storytelling, the presenter builds a verbal narrative supported by simple, impactful visuals. Step 4 is to keep your narrative simple, but even more importantly, keep your visuals simple. Fancy visuals are often impressive, and they might look good and draw your audience in. But if the audience can't quickly grasp your main point, your visuals will not be successful in telling your story. Complex charts and tables might be useful for a very select and familiar audience that has sufficient time to study it and read whatever report that might go with it, but the first thing an unfamiliar audience should gather from your visual is the answer to your overall question and purpose. In other words, what is your key message? Highlight that message to your audience. Use text only where necessary to support the message of the graph, chart, or other visual. Best practice is to use no more than 8 distinct colors or labels. You should also avoid backgrounds, images, and symbols that don't support the data in a meaningful way. The last step in data storytelling is to emphasize focus and visual appeal. In all cases, your visuals should be able to tell the story on their own. The narrative is important, but use charts, graphs, and other visuals that can stand alone. Your key message should stand in the foreground of your visual. Any text on the screen should be legible and concise. Make audience-friendly charts and graphs. Center things, and have a balance of content and blank space. Other tips for focusing on visual appeal are to reduce clutter and don't make your reader work to understand the visuals. There should be a natural path for the reader's eyes, from left to right and from up to down. The first time someone views a graphic, their eyes will probably follow closely to either a capital F or Z pattern. Lay out your visuals when possible such that all the critical information is identified in these scanning patterns. When arranging content on a slide, alignment is critical to bring out the focus. The fewer questions you get to clarify your charts, the better you've done telling the story clearly with your visuals. Remember that while data arms you with knowledge, it is up to you to tell a story with that knowledge. Unless the data and story are very simple, raw numbers and data tables won't do that for you. Thinking through the 5 steps of data storytelling will help you make your point to audiences more effectively and avoid confusion. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFACHQ, Total Force Development, at Navy.mil.